Title: Advanced Reverb and Sub Bass Ducking Tricks Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that sounds advanced, but I'm going to walk you through it like a beginner lesson. How to get huge, atmospheric reverb in drum and bass without washing out your drop, and how to keep your sub tight by ducking it cleanly under the kick. The core idea is simple. In DNB you want two things at once. 1. Big space, long tails, vibe, width, mood. 2. A confident, stable low end. The sub should feel like it's glued to the track, not smeared by reverb, not fighting the kick, and not wobbling when you switch to mono. So we're going to build a small system in Ableton Live using mostly stock devices. A dedicated reverb return that's filtered, controlled, and ducked. A clean sub patch that's easy to mix. And sidechain ducking that's tuned for groove, not just big gain reduction numbers. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from about 170 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a nice center point. Create a few tracks, a drums track, or a drum rack if that's how you work, a sub track, an optional mid-bass track, like a Reese or growl layer, and optionally pads or Atmos, if you want something to feed the reverb later. Now make a return track, return A, rename it DNB Verb. Quick arrangement suggestion while we're here, because these techniques really shine with phrasing. Think in 16 bar blocks, 16 bar intro, 16 bar drop, then 16 bars variation. We're going to automate things later, so the space feels musical every 8 or 16 bars instead of being stuck on one setting. Cool. Now, let's build the DNB Verb return properly. On return A, first device is EQ8. This is your pre-reverb cleanup. And this matters a lot because whatever you feed into reverb becomes fog, especially in the low end. Enable a high pass filter. Make it a steep one, like 24 dB per octave. Set the frequency somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. Start around 250 as a default. What you're doing is saying, reverb can be wide and long, but it doesn't get to own the sub region. If the reverb ends up harsh later, we'll come back and dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. But don't overdo it yet, just know it's there. Next device, hybrid reverb. This is your main space. Set it up as a blend, convolution plus algorithm. That combo is great, because convolution can give you a realistic room feeling, and the algorithmic side can give you that lush tail that feels expensive. Set decay somewhere between 1.8 and 3.5 seconds. Longer isn't automatically better. In DNB, long tails are common, but only if they're controlled. Pre-delay, set it to about 15 to 35 milliseconds. And here's the teacher trick. Pre-delay is basically depth control. If your snare is losing impact, try increasing pre-delay slightly before you shorten the decay. More pre-delay means the snare transients hit first, and the reverb blooms behind it. That's how you get big without blurry. Dry slash wet should be 100% because this is a return. For a starting vibe, pick a darker room on the convolution side, like a dark room or small room. Then choose plate or hall on the algorithm side with a moderate decay. And if the highs get fizzy, increase damping. Damping is your stop the hiss knob. Now, after the reverb, add a compressor. This is where the control comes from. Turn on sidechain. For audio from, ideally choose your snare track. If you don't have a separate snare track, use the drum bus. Snare is usually the classic DNB trigger because the backbeat needs to stay crisp on 2 and 4. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. And I want you to focus on something important. Sidechain timing is the whole game, not just the amount. Stop staring at how many dB. Listen to when the reverb comes back. You want the reverb to get pushed down on the snare hit, and then bloom back in the gap after it. If it pumps too fast and sounds like it's flapping, increase the release. If it takes forever to come back and the whole drop feels smaller, shorten the release. Set a softish knee, like 3 to 6 dB, just to make it smoother. Optional but useful. Add utility at the end of the return. If your reverb is too wide and messy, pull width down to around 70 to 90%. If it feels too narrow, you can push it up a little, but be careful. Too wide can cause phase weirdness and mono problems. Alright, now we send drums to the reverb the DNB way. This is where beginners usually mess up. They send everything into a big reverb and wonder why the drop turns into soup. In DNB, it's often snare-focused reverb. The snare gives you the sense of space. The kick stays punchy and dry. On your snare channel, raise send it to taste. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. On hats and tops, either no send or a very light start around minus infinity to minus 24 dB. On the kick, usually no send. Keep it dry. If you're doing jungle or break-based stuff, you can send a tiny amount of the break for glue, but keep it subtle, and trust the ducking to keep it out of the way. Now let's build the sub. On the sub track, load operator, oscillator A, sine wave. If you need just a bit more audibility, you can blend in a tiny bit of triangle, but keep it clean. The goal is not a mid-bass. It's a foundation. Set the amp envelope. Attack basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds to avoid clicks, and keep it from sounding chopped. And one more thing most people don't talk about. Sub note length matters as much as compression. If your MIDI notes overlap too much, the sub will smear, and the compressor has to work harder. For rollers, tighten the note ends slightly so each note has a clear boundary, but keep a little release so it's smooth. Now add a saturator, but be gentle. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. Then match the output. This is not to make it crunchy. It's to generate a touch of harmonic content so the sub reads on smaller speakers, without you cranking the volume. This audio version is shortened for playback.